So I'll tell you the story of the hobo and the rogue. In our town, a young man loved this lady fair. He gave to her a white rose to wear in her hair. But she in turn gave to him a rose that he would wear to prove that their love was true and that they'd always care. But her father was a rich man. The town respected him. Since the young man was a poor man's son, their chance for love grew dim. Her father forced upon her another man to wed, and this put the young man on the track, so the people said. He became a hobo in dirty, ragged clothes, but upon the dirty clothes he wore, he wore this one white rose. He traveled far to many towns in his life upon the tracks, but he never found another love, so he decided to come back. His sweetheart was still married, her children numbered five. Trying to make her house a home, she forgot he was alive. But then one day she saw a crowd gathered by the railroad tracks. By the sign of the one white rose, she knew that he'd come back. There she saw a beaten man in dirty, ragged clothes. She only recognized him by the one crushed white rose. They buried him in a poor man's grave, high on Topper's Hill, with no one to mourn him but the lonely whippoorwill. If you should pass his grave on a warm summer's night, you'll see upon his grave a rose so pure and white. This is my story, all of it I suppose, the sad, sad story of the hobo and the rose.